Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. The word of truth that you are about to hear is from Apostle Will T. Washington. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website at 3cla.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved under God, Yahweh, a workman, needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
You may be seated. We want to welcome all of those who has joined us on iChurch in Spanish and in English. Hopefully we'll be able to say something today that will help you in your walk. Today, welcome to a new year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're just glad to be here. How many of you are glad to be here? Hallelujah. I saw a little film there they shot by and celebrating the 40th anniversary of this church. It doesn't mean that I have 40 years of preaching the gospel. I have more like 50 years of preaching the gospel. But 40 years for Christian Community Center. And I saw that young man stepping out and walking, and I thought, who is that? Almost forgot how it used to be. But, you know, God is good. And I am still here, still preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us to go back to our tabernacle. Let's go back to the holy place. Because we were talking there last week. And we made a comment that if you notice that the only light in the holy place, which is a type of the church, is the golden lampstand. And the golden lampstand represents the Holy Spirit in the church. So without the Holy Spirit, just by looking at the word picture, we would understand without the Holy Spirit, there is no light in the church. You know, you can call you can say you're saved, and you can do all the shouting you want, but if the Holy Spirit is not in the church, there is no light in the church. And without the Holy Spirit, people conjure up all kinds of ideas of what it means to be saved. And they have, I named some of them up to you a few weeks ago. And I think I'll name them off today. See, we got churches all over the land. In fact, you know, here in this area, we don't have so many, but on Broadway, every block was a church. And all of the churches had different doctrine, different concepts of truth. And there's only one truth. If there is one God, there is one truth. And if God is the perfect God, he cannot have two or three different truths. It's only one truth. Now, what we can only debate is who's in the truth. We can only debate that by the word of Yahweh. But you know, when people are left to their own natural mind, they conjure up religious ideas, like baptizing in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. As if Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is a name. Like believing that baptism is not necessary. A doctrine of once in, never out. Once I'm saved, I'm always saved. Extreme grace. I can sin because I have grace about. Using wrong name. Trying to keep the law. When Kepha said that they are putting on the Gentile something that we can't do, neither was our fathers able to do. No one can keep the law. But there are some that think they can because they're in the natural mind. Saturday as a Sabbath, as if a day is holy without God. Every day is a Sabbath if you're saved. Hallelujah. Sprinkling for baptism. Believing that stopping some natural action in a government is God, like abortion. So now you can elect filthy, hateful, racist people into office because you are stopping abortion. One evil do not make a good. Evil cannot produce good, and good cannot produce evil. So, it means that when people are trying to serve God without the Holy Spirit, they can come up with all kinds of concepts because they are trying to serve from their natural mind. And the natural mind cannot serve God. So I did a little bit of it, but I think we'll go back to 1 Corinthians. Now, if you're not a serious Bible student, you will not like what I'm going to do. But if you're a serious Bible student, you'll realize that I am only doing what the Bible, I'm only teaching what the Bible says. I don't have a different doctrine than the Bible. So 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, you want to turn there with me? 9th verse, but it is written. See, that comes from the Bible. See, that comes from the Bible. It didn't come from me. It is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. So, in your natural mind, you have no possibilities of knowing the things that Yahweh has prepared for you. Because the natural mind cannot sort out spiritual from natural. And so he says here, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man the things that Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. So this is saying, without the Holy Ghost, you can't know what God has for you. You say, well, how do you know that? Well, read the 10th verse. But Yahweh has revealed them, what them? The good things that he has prepared for those that love him. You cannot get those things without a spiritual revelation. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of man the things that Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us, and it says by, let's use in his spirit. You can only know the things of Yahweh when you're in the Spirit. So you say, but it says by. By have the idea of you walking alongside somebody. The Bible said we are baptized into the Spirit of God. The only way you can know the things of God is to be in His Spirit. Got it? You might know that there's a Spirit, but until you get in His Spirit, you cannot know what He has provided. Now, this is going to become important. You're going to have to follow me closely because I'm going to say some things that you might disagree with, and that's okay. Look, disagreement is good as long as we don't come to fisticuff, right? Now, I can prove what I say because I'm reading it from the Word. But Yahweh has revealed them unto us. It says by here, but remember, this is English. There is no way to say by in the Hebrew. You will see the vet at the beginning of the word, and it always means in His Spirit. So in the English, because those who translated the Bible cannot fathom in their natural minds in His Spirit. They can only understand them being on the outside of the Spirit and walking alongside Him. And sometimes they're in contact with Him and sometimes they're not. But in His Spirit, you're in contact with Him all the time. Because you are in Him. Now listen to this. For the Spirit, look, big S, Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of Yahweh. You wonder why, and I'm going to get personal. You wonder why Baptists and Catholics and Methodists and all of those are so unattached to God, to the Word, is because they cannot, and they do not know some things because they don't have the Spirit, so they can't search the deep things of God. All they can look at is the surface of what the Word said. And without the Holy Spirit, the words written here, the words written here are simply words. These are not, the word written here is not spiritual. Can you fathom? These are just words. But because it is the Word of God, within these words is spiritual revelation. But the words written here are simply words. You can take them any way you want to. For what man? Now here, he's going to appeal to your reasoning here. Do y'all really want to study or you want me to holler? You want me to holler? I can do that. I can shake a leg and holler and put my hand up to my ear and all that kind of stuff. Would you rather for me to do that or teach? Okay. For what man, Adam, and I want you to understand that when the word man is used, I'm trying to get this across. Because we have made a separation in the church as it relates to what is written. And when it says man, we understand that as a male. times when man is written, it's talking about Adam. And Adam, again, is male and female. Okay? I want you to know that. Because a lot of times some men get the idea. Because the Bible say man, that women are left out. But this man is men and women. For what man, Adam, knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? So he's appealing to your natural thing. Now, you know, you can naturally see that, can't you? We know, I know the things of a man. Now, the word used here, know, is orda, fully know. I know the things of these men here. Now, I don't say I know their secret. I don't know what they do at home. But I do know the spirit of a man. Because I'm a man. That's what it's trying to say here. You women know the spirit of women because you are women. I don't know the spirit of women. I have not been able to figure out why women act like they act. And men and women haven't been able to figure out why men act like they act. I have heard many women say, I don't understand him. And I've heard many men say, I don't understand her. I don't know what's going on with her. You are not supposed to know. If you knew what was going on with her, then you were a little shaky on the men's side. This is a natural argument that everybody can relate to. What man knoweth the spirit of man, save the spirit of man that's in him? Right? Even so, the things of Yahweh knoweth no man. In his natural mind, he cannot know the things of Yahweh. Now, because we showed the picture that the Holy Spirit is the only light in the church, then we need to explore how you receive the Holy Spirit and what is the reaction of the Holy Spirit once you have received him. Because it is so important. Because he is the only light in the church. And remember, the light from the lampstand reflecting off of the golden walls, which represent deity, highlighted the table of shewbread, which represents the word of God. So without the Holy Spirit, you can't get anything out of the word of God. We can study the Old Testament and know exactly what God's plan was because he laid it down. But you can't know it if you don't have the Holy Spirit. You can't get the enlightenment from the Word. No man knoweth but the Spirit of Yahweh. So here's the natural argument. Man knows man, and that's include women knowing women and men knowing Ish knowing and Isha knowing Isha and Ish knowing Ish. But they're combined in Adam. Does that make sense to you? They are combined in Adam. But individually, is Ish and Isha. Ish knows Ish. See, I know you, Emma. Now, I don't know everything about you, your secrets, but you're a man, and I know what that means. I don't know you, Sister Scott. I use Sister Scott because she's sitting there with her husband, so y'all know that's pure and clean. Just making an example, right? Just making an example. I cannot know Sister Scott because Sister Scott is a woman. But Sister Scott knows Mother Collins because they're women. Are you understanding me? But no man knows the things of the Spirit of God in his natural manhood or womanhood. Ooh, this is getting hot. Now here's another argument. The argument is now in the 12th verse, what spirit are you in? That's the argument in the 12th verse. He's already made the argument that only man knows the spirit of man, women know the spirit of women, and the spirit of God knows the spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh, that we might or die. No, fully know the things that. So the Spirit was given so that we might know what the Word is saying about what Yahweh has given to us. Without the Spirit, even though you sit in the pews, you cannot know. So you make up stuff. Yeah. Oh, that's the Spirit. Ooh, the Spirit. Ooh, the Spirit. You can do all the on and jumping all you want to. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, it ain't the Holy Ghost. But we have learned to manufacture the Spirit. And so everybody said, oh man, the Spirit was working today. And there was nothing but the mind. Nothing but natural stuff going on. Now, it's trying to let you make it different. Now, we have not received the spirit of the world, which is the spirit of man. But we have received the spirit that is of Yahweh, that we might know or die, fully know the things given to us of Yahweh. And I said to you last week, no, people said, how did I know God is speaking? Well, if you're not in the Spirit, you'll never know. And I made the point that God don't speak to most folks in audible voices. If you're waiting for God to speak to you in an audible voice, you'll probably never hear from him. You'll be waiting a long time. But if you got the Holy Ghost, God speaks to you from his Spirit to your spirit, which is communicated to your mind. How can I know? Well, first of all, I have to be in the Spirit. But I got the Holy Ghost and I still don't know because you're not in the Word. You come to church once a week and then you're looking at your phone. And now you're asking, how do I know when God is speaking? You will never know because you're not participating in the things of the Spirit of God. And we got a lot of those in the church world. And so they want to hear from God, so they got to make up stuff. See, your mind will make up stuff. Your mind will say to you, yo ho, this is God speaking. How many of you ever had that happen? Don't raise it. You know it's not God because it didn't turn out right. See, if it had been God, it would have turned out right. So you know it wasn't God. But your mind said, yo ho, this is God speaking. You do this and you do that. And you'll say, I know it was God that told me. I don't know why it turned out like it did. Because it wasn't God. It was your mind. Because you had to make up stuff because you have not been participating in the things of the Spirit of God. And the only way you can participate in the things of the Spirit of God is look at the tabernacle. Go back to the tabernacle. Three things must be done by the priest when he goes into the holy place, which is the type of the church. You are a royal priesthood. Did you know that? Then there's three things you've got to do in the church. Individually. First, you must minister in the Holy Ghost. Yehuda would say, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then you have to minister in the word of Yahweh. Don't mean just you just hear it. The priest had to eat that bread. He had to eat it all. You have to really eat the word. Let the word come in and digest it. And lastly, he or she must minister in prayer. If you're not praying, you're not in the word, you're not ministering the Holy Ghost, you ain't gonna never hear from God. Yo ho, that's not God. Or I might say, ho, this is God speaking to you. But you don't come to Bible class. You don't pray. You don't pray in tongues. You don't let the Spirit lead you when he's trying. And now you're sitting there listening to him about what God's saying. He ain't said nothing. Help me, somebody. Boy, I tell you. Must I be this cruel? You have to be. Thank you. You have to tell it like it, I-S-E. You have to speak the truth. The only way people are going to know God is that you speak the truth. Some preachers are afraid to speak the truth. Well, do with me as you will. 13th verse. It says that we might know the things freely given to us of Yahweh, which things also we speak not in the word which man wisdom teaches. We are not trying to salve your natural mind. Right? We are not trying to make sense to you. The things of God don't make sense to the natural mind. So there's no way I'm going to try to make sense to you. We don't do that in the word that men's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Now, 14th verse. But the natural man or the natural mind receiveth not the thing of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness unto him or her. Neither can he know them. Because they are spiritually discerned. Discern is the word in the Greek, anakrino. Krino means looking throughout. Ana meaning examine. So it has the idea of sifting something and examining that which is sifted. Everybody know what sifted means? How many of you don't know what sifted? Well, I'll try to help you. When I was a kid, the flour for cooking biscuits, y'all might not even heard that. Because you buy your biscuits in a can already made. But my grandmother and my mother, before they would mix up the batter, would sift the flour. They'd have this kind of container like this. It had a handle on it. And they would put the flour in there, and they would turn this handle, and it would let out the good stuff, and the bad stuff that was the hard, big chunks would stay in the sifter. So what they did, they sifted out the bad stuff. Only the Holy Spirit can sift out the word and separate the spiritual from the natural. Because they are spiritually discerned. Discerned and not krino. Krino means looking throughout. And I mean examining. That ain't no good. Because they are what? Spiritually discerned. Yeshua, of course, knew this. So when you read the Bible, when Yeshua says certain things, there's a purpose for him saying it. Look at Yohanan 16. Wow, time flies. I don't ever get enough time. Is somebody cutting my time off, making the clock go faster because it's just they don't want to hear me? Or is the devil speeding up time so he don't want to hear me? Okay. Yohanan 16, 5. But now I go my way to him that sent me. That's Yeshua talking. And none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? See, they did not have even the spiritual depth to want to know where he was going. He said, I've told you I'm going my way, and none of you inquired of me where you're going. Because they thought they knew where he was going, like when they go somewhere. But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Because I told you I'm leaving. You didn't ask me where I was going. But you're sad, as if once I go away, then I'm gone forever. Watch this. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. I'm going to, and I won't, probably not, won't have time today, but I'm going to sort of relate to you why he said this. But because this is so important, because it's the only light, we must know what Yeshua meant when he said, I'm going to send him unto you. And in Acts 1:8, he said the same thing. He said, don't go anywhere and try to preach anything until you are baptized with the Holy Spirit from on high. Okay? Now, Passover has gone. 3 days later, they waved the sheaf of the first fruits. And then, 50 days later, Pentecost. So Yeshua is gone. 50 days later, Pentecost, bringing in the ripe fruit of the land. This happened. Acts 2:1-4. I have to take you through this because if I'm going to make the point, I have to do the whole thing. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, now they believed him and they're waiting. He said, just wait in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. And so they were there waiting. And when the 50th day came, this is what happened. Now, this is important because I'm going to show you something else later on. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as if a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with tongues. It says other, but began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So one thing we can agree on, when the Holy Ghost came on that day, they all spoke in tongues. Can we agree on that? Anybody opposed to that? So that we can agree on, right? Now there are some who would say to you, that was just for that day, that time. So did it happen any other time? Let's look at 8 years later, the 10th chapter. Cephas was on the housetop waiting for dinner, and he went to sleep. And in a vision, Yahweh let down a sheep with all manner of animals in it. But if you know anything about the Hebrew faith, some animals they will not eat. But this had all manner of animals, animals that they were not supposed to eat. And God, Yahweh said to Cephas, rise, Cephas, slay and eat. Cephas said, not so. Now, listen, not Cephas. You know religion can make you defy God. God said, rise, slay and eat. He said, no, no, I ain't going to do that. Ain't no unclean thing ever passed through my mouth. But God told you to eat. But my religion told me not to eat. And God said to him, don't you ever call anything unclean that I call clean. But people will defy God for their religion. And so, as this was going on, somebody was knocking at the door. And it was someone from Cornelius, the Roman centurion. And he said, my master was praying the other day. And an angel came to him and said to him, send to Joppa, a Joppa, and get Kepha. He'll tell you what to do. Well, God did me the same way, so I know what he's talking about. So Kepha said, well, wait a minute. Cornelius is a Gentile. He's unclean. No respectable Yehudi would go into a house of a Gentile. But now Kepha kind of shook up. God done told him, so. And God told him on the housetop. He says, there's somebody down there knocking for you. And whatever they tell you, you better go and do it. So Kepha walks in to the house of Cornelius, and he said, I perceive God is no respected person. And of course, Cornelius told him what had happened. And then Kepha began to preach the gospel to him. 44th verse. While Kepha yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Kepha, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. They were astonished. They said, this is supposed to be just for us. How did they know? 46th verse. For they heard them do what? They heard them what? How did they know that they had the Holy Ghost? 8 years later, they heard them what? And magnify Yahweh. And then Kepha said, can any man forbid water baptism? Forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Yeshua. He says, Lord, but that's what it means. Then prayed they him to tarry a little while. So we see two things going on here. We see in Acts, we didn't read far enough to see it, but they were baptized in Yeshua's name. And here, how do we know they received the Holy Ghost? Huh? 8 years later, after the day of Pentecost, heard them speak in tongues. That's the only way they could know that they had the Holy Ghost. How about 10 years later? Acts 19. Oh, my God, my time has come. Well, okay, somebody say at least finish this. Okay. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Shaul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? What do you mean? They supposed to already have the Holy Ghost. They were believers. They were disciples. And they said unto him, we belong to the Baptist church, and we haven't. Or we belong to the Methodist church. We have it. Or we belong to the Catholic church. We have it. They said to him, they didn't say. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Then Shaul, and he said unto them, unto what were you baptized? And they said, unto Johannes' baptism. Well, then he knew. Because if the apostle had baptized them, they would know about the Holy Ghost. Then said Shaul, Johanan verily baptized unto the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is on Messiah, Yeshua. And they heard, when they heard this, they were baptized, in the name of Yahushua. And when Shaul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they what? Ten years later. It was only for that time and that day. 10 years later. Now, the reason I read this, and the reason I'm going to back away, that we needed, since the lampstand, which is the type of the Holy Spirit, is the only light in the holy place, which is the type of the church, we need to know when the Holy Spirit have come. Right? And since no man can know the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, but the Spirit of Yahweh that is in him, we need to know that we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. We shouldn't have to have a preacher tell us that. We should know. I'm backing away. Because I'm expected to be finished. Father Yahweh, we thank you for all you have done. And we thank you for your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is given us that we might discern what is freely given to us of Yahweh. We ask for your help. We ask for your insight that the people of God might know. And even those who have not yet made commitments might know what it means to be a child of Yahweh in Mashiach, Yeshua. Help us, Father, in this time of error, in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name. Amen. Keep your head bowed. If there's somebody here today and you're not saved, you've heard the word and you want.